Last Thursday marked the last day that the largest newspaper in Alaska partnered with one of the largest news services in the world. Citing primarily cost, Alaska Dispatch News Executive Director David Hewlin says his company dropped its contract with the Associated Press. A spokesperson from the Associated Press says the loss of the contract, worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, will not impact the way the AP delivers news in the state. KTOO's Rasha McChesney has the story.
Citing primarily cost, Alaska Dispatch News executive editor David Hewlin says his company dropped its contract with the Associated Press on Thursday.
On our part, you know, there's no bad blood, there's no grudge. I've got absolutely nothing against the AP, but as a service that we pay money for, it just didn't pencil out for us.
Going forward, in the Dispatch's print and online editions, readers will no longer find content from the AP. Meanwhile, AP member radio stations, newspapers, and TV stations will no longer be able to use the wire service to access Dispatch content. They'll have to contact the paper and negotiate permission directly. Andrew Jensen, managing editor of the weekly Alaska Journal of Commerce, says the loss of Dispatch news photos could cause him some trouble. His Anchorage-based newspaper sometimes competes with the Dispatch for stories, but he occasionally relies on their photographers. The Journal of Commerce doesn't have a staff photographer. Actual losses to other statewide media are harder to quantify, and this is where the story gets a little complicated. Up until 2014, the Alaska Dispatch was online only. Its employees ran a robust news website financed by Alice Rogoff, former chief financial officer of the U.S. News and World Report, and the wife of billionaire David Rubenstein. Then, Rogoff struck a $38 million surprise deal with California-based McClatchy Company to buy the state's largest newspaper, the Anchorage Daily News. That merger resulted in the Alaska Dispatch News. It's unclear what the loss of that revenue will do to the AP's coverage of the state. Currently, the AP operates a one-person Juneau bureau, where I just finished a stint covering the state legislature, and a three-person Anchorage bureau. Its journalists generate original stories in addition to aggregating and curating photos and stories from its member news organizations. It circulates that news to members in the state and around the world. AP Director of Media Relations Paul Colford says,
"We have every intention of continuing to provide a strong and vital news report in Alaska, period."
At the Dispatch, Hewlin says he doesn't think readers or other AP members in the state will notice much of a difference.
If you look at it closely, we were not using very much AP content and haven't for some time. And I think if you look closely, I'm not sure that much of our content was actually being used around the state, maybe kind of as filler, but I don't know. I mean, we have not used an enormous amount of AP content.
What Dispatch journalists don't generate, Hewlin says, often comes from other content sharing services. He says the company recently added Reuters, which is a wire service that competes with the AP.
We get a bunch of services. We get the New York Times, we get the Washington Post, Bloomberg, we get Tribune, we get the Christian Science Monitor, and now we get Reuters.
Hewlin says he strongly supports the work that AP journalists do and that he supports the organization's continued presence in the state. But as newsroom budgets are reduced statewide, less content is produced, and the AP's sharing service has become less valuable to the Dispatch. Hewlin says the Dispatch has informal content sharing agreements with several media organizations in Alaska and that those will continue. In Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.